At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, sending out congratulations to Seth Overton. He was the winner of our Black Bear Diner contest. He picked up a $150 gift certificate from Black Bear Diner. And we would like to thank all of those who participated in the Black Bear Diner contest on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend, everybody. Michael Brown here. Glad to have you with me. It is... It's one of those days where I had things all organized and planned about what I wanted to do. And for those of you who listen to me during my weekday program here in Denver, you know that oftentimes I walk into the studio and something, boom, hits me, and I go off in an entirely different direction. Well, we're going to do that today. We're going to get to wood stoves and AOC, and we're going to get to Joe Biden's documents in his garage next to his beloved vet. And we're going to get, first of all, to energy. You know, I've got a, let me give you the rules of engagement, obviously. You need to, if you want to send me a text message, you text the word Mike and your message to 33103. 33103. Just start out your message with the word Mike and tell me whatever you want to. And that's open all the time. So regardless of whether you're listening live, delayed, podcast, whatever it might be, you can always send me a text message. I'm reading them all the time. You might give me some reference to what you're talking about, but otherwise you can send me a text message anytime you want to. If you want to find the affiliates, you want to buy some swag, you want to download the podcast, whatever you want to do, you can simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. So here's what got me. We're going to get to wood stoves, and this is somewhat related to wood stoves, or I shouldn't say wood stoves, gas stoves. But you know the website Nextdoor? Nextdoor is what you think that social media sucks? You ought to go on Nextdoor. Now, I don't know why, but and it's my fault. I still get email digests, and I could just get off Nextdoor entirely, but sometimes something pops up, and it becomes show prep, and it's freaking hilarious. Well, that happened today. So in Colorado, and this is applicable to you, that everything I'm about to say is applicable no matter where you live, because trust me, this applies to every public utility in the entire country. I don't know of any, and you know, a public utility is a, they call them public utilities, but they're actually privately owned. It's this quirk of language that drives me nuts. So we have these public utility commissions, the Colorado Public Utilities Commission, the Colorado PUC. Some states these people are elected. Some states they're appointed by the governor, and in some states they have a mishmash. And these public utility commissions regulate these public utilities, which are actually private businesses. So the private business in Colorado that is our public utility is called XL Energy. It's actually based in Minneapolis. And it covers a wide swath of areas down through the Midwest, down into Colorado and other places. XL Energy. XL. As if they're excellent. I don't know what they are. So it starts out with a simple statement from someone named Evelyn on Nextdoor that writes, "Don't let public service," which is the old name of the utility that provided us in Colorado until XL took it over. It's much like PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. I mean, they all have different names. Oklahoma Gas and Electric. In Colorado, XL Energy. So they all have different names. And this woman was, I think, referring to a specific company that used to be in Colorado, Public Service, which is now XL. So she says in her post from 19 hours ago, which I saw the email digest about 2 hours ago, don't let public service on your property. My bill went from $250 to $485 this month, and I $485 this month, and I was in the hospital. What a scam. Sweetheart, it's not a scam. That's exactly what was planned. We've been told for a long time that this is what they want to do. You may recall that the President of the United States said one time that, in fact, he was going to, I forget where, it doesn't make a difference where he was, but he walks over to some little girl, and he says, I guarantee you we're going to end fossil fuels.
But, kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree, but I want you to look in my eyes.
Look in my eyes. What a creep. Look in my eyes, little girl. Look in my eyes. By the way, can I sniff your hair while I'm at it? Look in my eyes, little girl.
I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate. Okay?
Yay! We're going to end fossil fuels. So this woman on Next Door is all upset because her electric bill has gone from $250 to $485. And so it catches my attention because I've got a real cheap, abundant energy is crucial to the survival of this nation, economically, socially, politically, culturally, every way possible. Cheap, abundant energy is what makes America strong. And here we have a president, in fact, we have an entire political party that is hell-bent on destroying cheap, abundant energy, all in the name of the religion of green, renewable energy. Wind energy, solar energy. They never want to talk about nuclear energy, but, you know, that's a clean energy, too, but no, we don't want to talk about nukes. So I start scrolling through the comments. And the comments are so bizarre because nobody wants to address the fundamental issue of why electric rates are going up. In Colorado, it goes all the way back to 2018. In that summer, and with great fanfare, XL Energy, and this is probably true in your state too. In fact, I would bet a dollar to a donut that it is true in your state too. In this state, Colorado, XL Energy announced its proposal to close the Comanche 1 and Comanche 2 power units, which are down in Pueblo, Colorado, 10 years ahead of schedule. And they offered as replacement for these coal-fired plants the Colorado Energy Plan. What was the Colorado Energy Plan? It was a massive $2.5 billion fuel switching scheme that wanted to move Colorado ratepayers, Colorado consumers of energy, away from reliable hydrocarbons, reliable oil and gas, in favor of what can only be described as sometimes reliable and mostly not reliable renewables. And in Colorado, it was going to be predominantly industrial wind energy. So they have this big announcement. Now, remember, this is 4 years ago. They have this big announcement. The Colorado Coalition of Ratepayers, it's a Colorado nonprofit that's concerned with issues that impact residential and small business ratepayers, they were skeptical. And they believed that this Colorado Energy Plan would be more appropriately titled as the Corporate Enrichment Plan. I think it's true. Here's some real math. I mean, this is actual math. If you use Excel's own self-serving numbers, the alleged cost savings that they were going to see starting back in 2018 to today, 2023. Those alleged cost savings are highly speculative. But get this, the cost savings don't materialize until the year 2046, another 23 years from now. If ever, I should add the caveat, if those cost savings ever are realized, because I don't think they ever really will be. So rather than saving ratepayers money here in Colorado, Xcel, this Minneapolis-based monopoly, and by the way, they usually generally almost always are monopolies, are going to force ratepayers in Colorado that have no other source. I don't have a choice. At my home in suburban Denver, I don't have a choice of who do I go to for my electricity. I got one choice. It's a monopoly. And it's controlled by a bunch of Democrats that control the Colorado State Legislature and control the Colorado Public Utilities Commission. So I am forced to accept their rates. But rather than saving the ratepayers in Colorado like this plan was supposed to do, it's going to force these captive ratepayers like me to cough up at least another $287 million. And that's on top of the modeling errors that were already found in their accounting that even Xcel acknowledged, oh, yeah, our models were off a little bit. God, I hate models. I'm so sick of models. Well, maybe the Victoria's Secret models. But the other models, I'm kind of fed up with them. So for the woman on next door who's complaining about her electric bill went from, and who knows, electric bills go up and down all the time. But generally, electric bills in Colorado, as I'm sure they are in your state, are just going through the roof. Well, this is the result of what we see from a plan put in place almost 5 years ago. Now, just 15 years, well, see, now it would be 20 years ago. Xcel required customers to invest another $190 million to improve the environmental impact of the two plants down in Pueblo, Colorado, that they had already shut down, but they ended up shutting down 10 years earlier. So we paid $190 million to Xcel to improve those plants, to improve the pollution controls on those plants, and then they shut them down 10 years earlier. So we wasted $190 million there. And then we have to cough up an extra $287 million because of their Colorado energy plan. This is what happens when the government intervenes and the government decides that they know better than you do about what's the most efficient energy for you to use. In fact, I don't, you know, truthfully, let me tell you a little secret. I don't give a rat's ass if you want to use wind energy. I don't care if you want to use wood stoves. I don't care if you want to use pellet stoves. I don't care if you want to put a windmill in your backyard. I don't care if you put solar on your house. I don't care if you want to put a small, you know, mini nuclear reactor next to your house. I don't care. What I do care about is that you get to choose what you want to do. I thought we were all supposed to be able to make these choices, but apparently we can't here. And it absolutely, absolutely drives me nuts. Listen, before I take a break, I want to tell you something. If you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a gun, and I understand that, then I want you to learn about HERO's non-lethal products. HERO is the maker of the award-winning HERO 2020. That's a non-lethal gun that shoots a high-powered, high-speed projectile. And now they've come up with another product called the Arrow. That's about the size of a remote control. Both of these products are non-lethal. They don't require a concealed carry permit. And they both shoot this incredible sticky gel that incapacitates your attacker, giving you time to get out of that dangerous situation, call 911. It allows you to defend yourself without lethal force. So I want you to get one of these for yourself today. For your spouse, your daughter at college, your son working a late shift, a friend, a neighbor, whoever it might need one. And here's what you do. Please go to this website, hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. Use my last name, Brown, for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, sending out congratulations to Seth Overton. He was the winner of our Black Bear Diner contest. He picked up a $150 gift certificate from Black Bear Diner. And we would like to thank all of those who participated in the Black Bear Diner contest on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about this, you know, Nextdoor. If you're not on Nextdoor, don't get on Nextdoor. It is as much of a cesspool as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any of the social media outlets. It's just a cesspool of dumbassery. It's freaking hilarious. You have to take it with a grain of salt, because I've truly become convinced, which is the scary part, that the majority of Americans are truly economically illiterate. I mean, just economic dumbasses. It's mind-boggling stupid to me how little people understand about economics. And they're all now worshiping at this altar of green renewable energy. And let me put out a strict caveat. I'm not opposed to renewable energy. If somebody wants to build a windmill, somebody wants to have solar, somebody wants to have alternative sources of energy, power to them. But don't force it on me. Give me reliable coal, natural gas, you know, uranium. Give me reliable energy that right now is cheap and abundant. You know what cheap and abundant energy does for every single one of us? It allows us to get the food that we eat at a lower cost. It allows us to get the food that we eat at lower production costs. It allows us to travel to and from work at a lower cost. It allows us to go visit loved ones at a lower cost. It allows us to clothe ourselves at a lower cost. It allows us to work in office buildings or to go out and innovate and start our own business or whatever it might be at a lower cost. It provides to the security and the national defense of this country at a lower cost. Everything, because energy touches everything, cheap and abundant energy allows us to do things at a lower cost, which also allows us to do what? To do more of things. Whatever it is that you like to do. Work, study, travel, sit around on your butt all day. Whatever it is, it doesn't make any difference. It allows you to do it cheaper. And we're seeing, and if you don't believe me, if somehow, as many people on Nextdoor are saying right now that I'm some right-wing nut job, which, you know what, am I supposed to be offended by that? If you look at what's happening in the European Union right now, they worshiped at the altar of renewable energy. They shut down their nuclear power plants. They shut down their coal plants. They shut down their natural gas plants. And what do? They went to wind and solar. And then the war in Ukraine breaks out. And suddenly, all of that natural gas that they were using to supplement, because wind and solar, now, nuclear could replace all of that, but they didn't do it. All of a sudden now, their prices are skyrocketing, and they're trying to get those old plants back online as quickly as possible. And it's more expensive to do so now. This country was once, in ancient history, back in the Dark Ages of Donald Trump, orange man bad, back in the Dark Ages, this country was not only energy independent, meaning that we didn't have to rely on foreign nations, foreign countries for our energy, but we were a net exporter of energy, meaning that we produced so much oil and gas that we were exporting it to other countries. You know, in Boston, between the city and Logan International Airport, is a liquefied natural gas plant, not plant, but a transmission facility that transports just a bazillion cubic feet of liquid natural gas to other countries and into this country too, all over, just a huge distribution facility. Well, we have all the infrastructure. Why aren't we using it? We're shooting ourselves in the foot. Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
An edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com code USA for 30% off while supplies last.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So are you ready to let the government tell you what kind of stove you're going to use to cook on? You know, this is one of those insidious stories that kind of, it's like a little blip on the radar. And it shows up, and everybody goes, you know, bat crap crazy for a while. And everybody bitches and moans about it, and everybody about it, and then it dies away. And then the bureaucrats go to work. And the bureaucrats go to work drawing up, the technical word is promulgating. They start promulgating rules and regulations. And the rules and regulations, once they're drafted by a bunch of beanie weenies and bean counters and bureaucrats and you know, do-gooders inside the Beltway, they'll draft up a rule that is undecipherable. I mean, you'll read the rule. I've always challenged my listeners to do this. I challenge you to do it now. Go to a somewhere near you, if you can find it. Go to either your public library, if you have one, if there is a college, university, or a community college somewhere near you. Go to their library and ask to see the Code of Federal Regulations, the CFR. Now, they may not have it in hard copy. They may have it online, or you can maybe just do it online yourself. It's different when you see it in its physical manifestation. Because when you see it, if you're fortunate enough to be able to find a law school near you, and you walk in and you ask the librarian, hey, where's the CFR? You can just tell them, hey, I want to see that. I need to look up something in the CFR. Where is it? And they're particularly since they know you're not a law student, they're really helpful. Oh, here's a private citizen in looking, trying to find something. Oh, I'm excited. Let me help. Librarians get excited over the silliest things. And they'll take you back to where it is. And the first thing you'll notice is you'll think to yourself, oh my God, that's the Code of Federal Regulations? I'm serious as a heart attack here. I challenge you to go do it. Ask them to see the IRS regulations, just those alone. And stand at the end of the aisle and look down and realize that as far as you can see, those are all regulations that govern your life. Or those are regulations that, if you're looking at the Internal Revenue Code, those are regulations that govern your tax return. And you're supposed to know all of those. You get anything wrong, they're going to audit you, and then, you know, blah, blah, blah. We are such an overregulated society that's simply amazing to me. But back to the gas stove versus electric stove. Because I want you to understand this background before we get into how stupid this is. The way these things come about is that they're true. In this case, it's one individual. One individual decides that gas stoves are bad. And this one individual will be, you know, a program officer or maybe an undersecretary of commerce or somebody working in the Federal Trade Commission, in the Consumer Product Safety Commission. I mean, who knows? Just somebody somewhere. There's one person that suddenly decides, you know, they're sitting around, they're sitting at a Starbucks having coffee and not doing their job, and they start talking about, you know, my kid's got asthma. Really? Well, I heard the cook stoves cause asthma. Where'd you hear that? I don't know. I have no idea. Because there really is nothing that says that. If you don't think that's true, hang on, because I will get to the NIH and their causes of asthma in just a minute. So they start talking to themselves about, you know, we really ought to just outlaw gas stoves. And besides, that fits Joe Biden's and our party's plan to convert to all renewables anyway. So let's get rid of gas stoves. So they go back to their nondescript office somewhere inside the Beltway, and they start talking to people, and they start drafting a rule. And this rule gets drafted. It's 40 pages long, 100 pages long. It doesn't make any difference. But even if it's just one page long, I promise you, you won't be able to understand it. Oh, you've got a law degree? You think you can understand it? I can get 20 different lawyers to tell you 20 different definitions, 20 different meanings of that rule. So you may think you understand it, but that lawyer over there, he's got a different understanding. That's the way it works. God bless America. So they promulgate the rule, and it gets pushed up the food chain, and whoever's in charge of their agency signs off on the rule. Now it gets published in the Federal Register. Now, that means that you have notice of it. Did you get a notification? I didn't get a notification. No. But just publishing it in the Federal Register opens it up to public comment. And now the public is supposed to respond to whether they like or dislike the rule or changes or, you know, just comments about the rule. Well, who really comments are usually special interests, lobbyists, others. Obviously, the Natural Gas Association will make a comment. A stove manufacturer will make a comment. Some environmental group will make a comment. But the people who really have to deal with it, who suffer the consequences of it, never even know about it until somebody publishes a story somewhere in the Wall Street Journal or your local newspaper about they're going to ban gas stoves. And then everybody goes crazy about it. Except once that public comment period ends, generally, the rule gets adopted. Now, they'll put in a timeline that says, now, we're going to phase gas stoves out over the next, and they'll put in some, 5 years. Well, how many of you will remember 5 years from today what I said about gas stoves? And how many of you will remember even the story about gas stoves when it disappears from the dominant media in 3 months? And I'm being liberal here. 3 months probably disappears from the media in the next 3 weeks, let alone 3 months. And then suddenly 5 years passes, and boom, you get notified that no more homes can be built with gas stoves. You go into the appliance store because you need a new stove, and they're all electric, and you say, well, I'm going to see the gas stoves. And they look at you like you're crazy. Didn't you know they outlawed those? We can't sell them anymore. It's a crime if we do. And then everybody goes ballistic again, and now it's too late. This is exactly how things work in this country. And it drives me up the wall. So these rules are being made right now. They're being promulgated. They're being written right now. And nobody will care. Eventually, nobody will care. It's hard to fight this stuff. It's hard to fight the bureaucracy. It's hard to fight the fact that you've got one little numbskull sitting somewhere in a nondescript office in Washington, D.C., making up this rule, and then a bunch of Democrats are going to run cover for it. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is trying to rationalize how, because she rents, that's why she uses a gas stove, but she's all opposed to gas stoves. Really? You're opposed to gas stoves, but you think it's okay because you rent? Here's the bottom line. Calls to ban gas stoves are anti-science, they're anti-freedom, and they're anti-energy. Now, are you for or against science? I'm for science. And I love science. Because you know what? Science is something where you can actually question anything, whether it's science or not. But I love science because science is, to me, is fascinating. And science is something that, I was never very good at science when I was in high school, and not much better when I was in college. But I was always fascinated by it. But banning gas stoves is just anti-science. And it's certainly anti-freedom. Who are these yahoos inside the Beltway, or for the matter at your state capitol, to tell you that you can't buy a gas stove? And it's certainly anti-energy. I want you to think about an electric stove. Forget all of the downsides about an electric stove. If you're a chef, if you're even an amateur chef, you know that the best way to cook is in a convection oven and a gas countertop, a gas stovetop. But it's anti-energy. Why? Because if suddenly we reach a point where all stoves, all cooking is done by electricity, I renew my question, Your Honor. Where does the electricity come from? You have to have something to produce the electricity that goes into your stove. When you plug in your electric stove and you turn it on, where does that electricity come from? So it's anti-energy. So instead of informing us with accurate science about gas stoves so that you can make a decision, so you can make your own choice, I'm not trying to say, do not misinterpret me. I'm not trying to tell you that the only thing you should cook with is a gas stove. I'm telling you it ought to be your choice. It ought to be my choice. Don't tell me what to cook with. Instead of just telling us or informing us, which is what the dominant media ought to be doing, but they're not, about accurate science about gas stoves so we can actually make our own informed decision, all of these anti-fossil fuel activists are actually distorting the science in order to justify forcing their anti-gas agenda on us. And mark my words, that's what this is. It's an anti-gas agenda. Natural gas is bad, which I get a kick out of. And Colorado may be true in your state, too. In Colorado, every once in a while, I'll pass, you know, a public transit bus that on the back of it says, fueled by clean burning natural gas. Oh, really? So you want us to convert to electricity, and you want the electricity produced by wind and solar, but the same numbskulls that are telling us that natural gas is bad are using natural gas in their public transit buses and telling us that it's clean natural gas. God, I hate these hypocrites. This early in 2023, it's nothing more than a carefully orchestrated campaign in which a single paper whose lead author is an anti-fossil fuel activist claims that gas stoves cause 12.7% of child asthma. Where'd he get that figure? Oh, modeling. That's right, modeling. Uh-huh. The federal government and New York, so then, because of this one paper, start making rules proposing bans on new gas stoves. We should reject this campaign completely and unequivocally. Let me just say this. Let's take a break here. But when we get back, the campaign against gas stoves should be rejected for three reasons. And I'll tell you those three reasons coming up. Don't go away.
That bill's piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of Dynavite for dogs by using code DOG at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Our lives must divine freedom.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a happy new year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with us. Talking about gas stoves. That's the topic du jour, it seems. Everybody's all in a turmoil about gas stoves, as you should be. But my fear is, this is one of those stories that will hit the airwaves and then disappear, and you'll wake up 5 years from now, and the rule will be implemented, and your only choice will be an electric stove. I'm so sick of the government telling me that this is what I have to do, and I can't do that. What part of my life is not regulated? And what, you know, the Democrats are all about choice, right? They always tell us they're about choice. Well, how come I don't have a choice in the kind of appliances that I want in my home? Back off and leave me alone. But I think you ought to reject this campaign against gas stoves for three reasons. First, as a family, you have the right to incorporate any real legitimate science about gas stoves as that you judge best. You make that decision, not the government. Two, the 12.7% claim is a complete distortion of the science. I'll explain that in a second. And three, this anti-natural gas movement is an actual real threat to our grid, and therefore a threat to our health. If you think, let's just take for a minute that you believe that gas stoves cause a 12.7% increase in asthma among kids, which is a really broad, kids, what? Birth to 6, 6 to 12, 12 to 18, certain parts of the country, other parts of the country. I mean, there's so many variables, which is why the science is flawed and the report is flawed. But if this rule is allowed to go through, where's the electricity coming from? Those of you in California going through blackouts right now, those of you in Texas that went through blackouts, those of you who are seeing your rates go through the roof because you're being forced onto wind and solar, unreliable wind and solar. You know, it's kind of a sunny day in Colorado today, but it's supposed to be really cloudy tomorrow. How's that battery storage working out for you? whether and how to use a gas stove or electric stove ought to be based on what a family judges is in their best interest. Yeah, not the community, not everybody in the country, them. We're still a nation where the individual makes those choices, even bad choices at times. For example, a lot of people will rationally choose to use a cheaper, more functional gas stove if they're worried about fumes. Well, most building codes require ventilation, so maybe you ought to look at your ventilation if you're worried about your child getting asthma. And there are many decisions. You think about this. How many decisions does a family make that affects their kid's health far more than a gas versus an electric stove? Oh, you can't think of any? Let me help. What kind of food does your kid eat? How much exercise does your kid get? How much time does your kid spend outside? How much time does your kid spend playing video games? How much money do parents allocate to health versus other expenses? All these kinds of decisions go into affecting a child's health. And we're going to worry about a stove? Do governments get to dictate all of these things? No, I don't think they can. I don't think they should. Does anyone have the right to tell a parent what to feed their kids, how much exercise those kids should get, how much of their family's money should they spend on health care? No. Absolutely, unequivocally, no. Those are all family decisions. Parents get to make those decisions. Now, they can try to persuade us as parents with good information and good arguments. So if they can try to persuade us with good arguments, the same is true with gas stove. But you don't get to dictate it. You know what? Let's do. There's still a few more things about gas stove. Yeah, I'm kind of on a tirade. Yeah. I don't like it when the government starts telling me what I can and cannot do. I'm kind of bad about that. So hang tight. Gas stove.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew at Washington. More bad weather is on the way for California over the weekend. Heavy precipitation that could lead to serious conditions.
Not only could that rain produce additional flooding, and certainly we'll see some major impacts to travel in the mountains, but those winds could also blow over trees and bring additional power outages. Going forward beyond that, we do still see additional one or two storm systems for early next week before hopefully we do finally get at least a very brief break in the weather.
Meanwhile, in the southern states of Georgia and Alabama, at least 9 people are dead after a series of tornadoes were spawned by a massive storm system. A series of explosions have rocked Kiev, the capital city of Ukraine, and a number of other cities. Here's correspondent Karen Chavis.
Air raid sirens sounded as the capital came under heavy bombardment from Russian airstrikes. But the sirens were too late. Russian ballistic missiles rained over the capital. Ukrainian authorities say the ballistic missiles are hard for Ukrainian forces to shoot down, and that an infrastructure target was hit in the morning missile attack. This was the first attack on the Ukrainian capital since January the 1st.
That's correspondent Karen Chamis. The new chairman of the House Oversight Committee is already starting to hold President Biden accountable for the discovery of classified documents at his home in Delaware.
Kentucky Republican James Comer has demanded a list of names and locations from the president's legal team who might be linked to the search of documents that were kept in the president's garage and office. Comer has also asked for a list of security clearance levels and the job titles of any attorney assigned by Mr. Biden to search for the private papers among his personal belongings. These requests come a day after Comer said that the Biden administration has, quote, a history of covering things up, unquote. George Williams reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
The holidays were very good to Delta Airlines.
The company earned $828 million in the fourth quarter, and consumers are still snapping up seats on planes in the new year. Delta releasing financial results a day after American Airlines says it's going to earn more in the fourth quarter than Wall Street expects. Airlines are getting a tailwind from strong demand for travel and a limited number of flights. That combination has pushed fares higher. Delta says its adjusted fourth quarter profit is $1.48 per share, which is 16 cents better than Wall Street was predicting. Revenue was also topping expectations. John Scott reporting.
With its sales slowing and its stock price tumbling, Tesla has slashed prices dramatically on several versions of its electric vehicles, making some of its models eligible for a new federal tax credit, one that could help to spur buyer interest. The company dropped prices nearly 20% on its Model Y SUV. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida met with President Biden at the White House Friday as they discussed Japan as it looks to build security cooperation with allies in the region at a time of rising threats from China and North Korea.
The Japanese Prime Minister said he feared that Russia's invasion of Ukraine could embolden China. In the face of new threats, it was, he said, imperative for Japan, the United States and Europe to stand united in their relations with Beijing. Mr. Kishida said his country was modernizing its military and was at a historic turning point in its alliance with the U.S. with the most challenging and complex security environment in recent history. Earlier, President Biden said it was a remarkable moment and that the two nations had never been closer.
The two administrations were also ready to seal an agreement to bolster U.S.-Japanese cooperation on space. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Uh-oh.
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Listening to the podcast, whenever you're listening to me, wherever you're listening to me, I appreciate it. Here are the rules of engagement. They're pretty easy. If you want to send me a text message, it's easy to do. Get on your smartphone, and the short message service number is 33103. 33103. Text the word Mike and your message to that number, 33103. If you want to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the social media platforms, you want to download the podcast, you want to see some show swag, you want to, do whatever you want to do, see some of the stories we post, all of that, you simply go to this simple website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. So all of this war, you know, we got wars on everything. What wars have we won? We haven't won the war on poverty. We're not winning the war on fossil fuels. In fact, well, actually, we're losing that battle, I think. But all of this starts when the commander-in-chief during the 2016 presidential campaign says to some young girl on Staten Island or somewhere,
"But kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree, but I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate. Okay?
I guarantee you we're going to end fossil fuels, and I'm not going to stop until I do it." Why? Serious question. And for the climate cultists out there, for those that worship at the altar of climate change, where's your definitive proof? Where is it? Because the climate's always changing. It's not fossil fuels. No, it's our solar system. And, you know, we have a local meteorologist here in Denver. Actually, I know the guy, and he's a really nice guy, but he drives me nuts. Because he's always talking about how greenhouse gas emissions, particularly carbon dioxide, gets into the atmosphere. And that somehow that traps heat into the surface. And I'm thinking, well, you know, the solution to that is we should just all stop breathing. If we had all stopped exhaling, that would solve the problem, because there are a lot more humans than there are automobiles on this planet. But we have to push back against this truly, I mean, it's difficult too, because it is a religion for them. That it's climate, and that climate somehow is changing because of human activity. So that results then in this idea that what we have to do is we have to get rid of gas stoves. Senator Kennedy from Louisiana, who's always good for a laugh, says,
"Famously, President Lincoln had a team of rivals. Sometimes I think President Biden has a team of morons." I don't mean to be unfair.
No, that's fair.
Many of President Biden's appointees are very smart. but so was the Unabomber. My point is that they may be smart, but they don't have any sense.
They don't have any sense. They really don't have any sense. And by the way, if we're going to start attacking gas stoves, you know, the one direction that those who always oppose, you know, if we're going to divide the country into left and right, which is fairly easy to do, but if we're going to divide the country into left and right, what do those on the left always accuse those on the right of doing any time that we do something they disagree with? Oh, it's racism, right? It's racism. I hereby declare that banning gas stoves is racist.
Talking about the plan to ban gas stoves, because this is what the left, this is what liberals want to do. Now, the Consumer Product Safety Commission did come out and say it's not going to ban gas stoves, but Richard Compton Jr. did float that idea. That did happen. And now every liberal left-wing media outlet is trying to turn this story around and act like people are making it up and blame conservatives for starting a culture war and trying to prop up fossil fuels. Here now, David Harsanyi, a senior editor at The Federalist. David, let me start with this. The Washington Post, I think it was yesterday, published how the humble gas stove became the latest flashpoint in the culture wars. Regulators have no plans to ban gas stoves, but Republicans are slamming the Consumer Product Safety Commission for announcing that it will examine the health impacts of the appliances. David, starting several years ago in California, town after town banned gas going into buildings, new buildings, and new homes. That is a ban on gas stoves, period. And New York is doing the exact same thing. And so it's not a number. It's the first state in the country to ban natural gas heating and appliances in new buildings. That is banning gas stoves. So it makes me insane that they're now trying to act like it's a culture war when the only culture war is a war by the left on the culture of Chinese Americans who use woks to cook.
It's kind of funny, in my opinion. Kind of funny. But there's a great point to learn here. So a federal official floats the idea of banning gas stoves. That hits the airwaves. Then they all back off and say, oh, but we were just thinking about it. We're not actually going to do it, so everybody just chill. Well, if you go back and you listen to the last hour of the program, the first hour of the program, you'll hear me explain exactly how you can't believe that. Because that one individual can start a rulemaking process that may take 5 years, so that while the states are out here banning, in fact, they've done it in Colorado. Some municipalities in Colorado have done this, where they're banning the use of natural gas in new homes, and then they wonder why the cost of homes is going up. The cost of housing is going up. When you start telling everybody you have to build this, you can't build that, you have to this, have that in your home, well, of course the cost of housing is going to go up. But that's what I mean when I talked about again in the first hour about how so many Americans are just economic illiterate. Truly illiterate. We need to wage war on economic illiteracy in this country. So there is one individual at the federal level who floated the idea, who gets, you know, pushback, and now everybody in the cabal, the dominant media, the ruling elite, and the tech giants start running cover for him. Oh, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. You got headlines in the New York in the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times. No, this is all true. These are just a bunch of right-wing nut jobs out there exploiting it. No, it's actually happening. And what I'm trying to explain is that while this one numbskull at the federal level may have gotten caught with his pants down because he floated the idea of banning gas stoves, that doesn't mean it went away. Because that rulemaking process to make a rule to ban gas stoves like has been done in other places will eventually appear at the federal level. It just takes longer. It just takes longer. And that's what you have to watch out for. But let's go back to the idea of why we should oppose it. You know, there's all this argument being made about how it's for the children. Oh, my God. You want to raise my blood pressure? Tell me you're doing something for the children. Or tell me you're doing something because it's just going to save one life. No. The minute you tell me you're doing it for the children, that's the moment I begin to think that you're lying to me. Let's go to the National Institutes of Health. And let's go to the National Heart, Lung, and the National Heart and Lung Institute within NIH. And let's go to asthma. Because the author of one study, who is an anti-gas, an anti-hydrocarbons, anti-oil and gas advocate, he's actually an advocate, writes a paper that says 12.7% of kids get asthma because of gas stoves. All right. I'm curious. If you go to the National Institutes of Health website, NIH, you will find under the National Heart and Lung Institute, what is asthma? Symptoms. Asthma attacks. And then there's this little paragraph. Causes and triggers. So let's click that on. Here we are. Causes and triggers. In this article, how asthma affects the lungs. Can I prevent asthma? What causes asthma? Asthma triggers. So let's click that on and see what it says. The exact cause of asthma is unknown, and the causes of asthma may be different from person to person. However, asthma often happens when the immune system strongly reacts to a substance in the lungs. So the exact cause of asthma is unknown, and the causes may be different from person to person. Huh. Someone seems to be misleading us when they say that asthma is caused in 12.7% of children because of gas stoves. Does anyone have the right to dictate how you take care of your kids, what you feed them, clothe them? Because I think there are a lot of other reasons that kids get asthma. My answer is no. Parents have the right to make those decisions. They only have the right, they being the government, or for that matter, advocates. Me, I'm an advocate. I'm not a journalist, I'm an advocate. And the only right I have is to try to persuade you about my ideas or my point of view or my perspective being the right perspective. Now, sometimes I'll also try to give you a different perspective, not because I'm necessarily trying to persuade you about that perspective, but because I want you to change your perspective. Even if I strongly believe something, I think it's good to change my perspective because it either causes me to rethink something or it reinforces what I already believe. Whenever somebody offers you science, not to inform your voluntary choices, but they offer you science to impose a ban on something that you use or want to do, you can be absolutely confident that what they are calling science is a distortion. And that is certainly the case with the pseudo-precise claim that gas stoves cause 12.7% of child asthma. Because any confident claim that something causes specifically X percent of asthma is total BS. How do I know that? I went to the NIH, the country's, air quote here, premier source of scientific information. Asthma is a cluster of symptoms that researchers do not have a clear causal link picture of. The National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute that I was just referring to, the exact cause of asthma is unknown, and the causes may be different from person to person. So think about that for a moment. strong evidence those are not a leading cause for asthma in the United States. In the United States, both California, the state with one of the highest gas stove uses, and North Dakota, a state with one of the lowest gas stove uses, have some of the lowest asthma rates in the entire country. So you can't tell one from the other. Think about that. Hey, before we go to break, if you or a loved one want to protect yourself against an attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a gun, that's why I want you to learn about Heroes non-lethal products. Heroes, the maker of these award-winning Hero 2020 products, that's a non-lethal gun that shoots a high-speed projectile filled with pepper powder. And they've also made a new product called the Arrow. It looks like a small remote control, and it, too, shoots a thick, red, sticky pepper gel that creates this intense burning on your attacker. It causes your attacker to drop to the ground, just writhing in pain. Now, both of these products are non-lethal. They allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I have one. My wife has one. You don't have to have a concealed carry permit to use these or to carry one. If it's in a purse, if it's in your pocket, you ought to get one for yourself and your spouse or anybody else that you know needs self-defense. So do this. Go to the website, hero2020.com, hero2020.com, and put in my last name as a coupon code for a special discount. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. I'll be right back.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Well, the other big news story that's breaking, has been going on past week, have been the Biden documents. It's freaking hilarious. So there is a problem in D.C. And I want you to think about this before we get into the minutia of the difference between the Biden documents and the Trump documents, because, well, there's a huge difference according to the mainstream media, to the dominant media. Now, there's really not any difference at all. There is, and this is not as an excuse for either Trump or Biden doing what they did with classified documents. But I want to give you a little perspective. And the perspective is, there is, there are over 1 billion documents at the federal level that are classified at secret or higher. There is an overclassification problem because it's just too easy to classify something. And what happens is an individual is putting together a memo. Let's say it's a national security memo. And when I say national security, I don't mean it's a secret memo. I'm just saying it's a memo from the National Security Council inside the White House about a topic. I don't know. Maybe it's an upcoming Secretary of State's trip or something. And it's just maybe a memo about publicly sourced information about the trip or about the country that the secretary is going to visit, is going to be visiting. So the little gopher in the National Security Council office drafts this memo and hands it off to to the individual that maybe is a political appointee that has classification authority, and they look at it and they can't decide whether this is a document that should be classified or not classified, so boom, they just stamp it and mark it secret or top secret. Or they've got a document that, well, you know, if this gets out, it's not necessarily going to be a danger to national security, but it's going to be embarrassing to the administration, so boom, we mark it as secret or top secret. Too many people have too much classification authority, and too many documents get classified that should not be classified. And I only say that because, again, not knowing what the documents are that either Biden or Trump had. I know generally, based on general reporting, that the Biden documents had to do with Ukraine and China, which is certainly interesting based upon this president's involvement with Ukraine and with China. So let's think about this when we get back. What's the difference? And what's the latest news? Because there's now breaking news about the Biden document. Yeah, drip, 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 more documents keep coming out. Huh. Let's talk about that next. Don't go away.
An edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service.
you get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103, 33103, and simply go to this website to download the podcast, get some show swag, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of that by simply going to michaelsaysgohere.com. So we have breaking news that they've now found additional documents, which is interesting because yesterday when the White House press secretary, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, said this.
I want to follow up to a couple of questions. But is the president confident? You said that the search has been completed, but is the president confident that there are no additional documents with classified markings that remain in any other additional location?
Look, I can just refer you to what his team said. The search is complete.
He is confident in this process, and I will leave it there. And
Okay. So he's confident in the process. The team has told me to tell you that we're quite confident in the process, and there are no other documents to be found. Oh, that's interesting, because it seems that they have found five more documents. This is a drip, drip, drip that is, well, quite frankly, really hurting Joe Biden. David Gergen, who is a former Clinton advisor, a frequent guest on the cable news shows, said this to Anderson Cooper. Well, if I could get it to play, but it won't play. He said this to Anderson Cooper. This is a president that was marching upward for the first time in his presidency. He got his numbers up. People are feeling better about the economy. There are all sorts of reasons to believe that he can now present himself, the fears that people like me have about how old he is, and can he govern well. Well, those fears will be dissipated if he were able to stay on track. He went on to say that the Biden people, they may be making a big mistake, Anderson, speaking to Anderson Cooper. I may be wrong about this. They've done a wonderful job being cooperative with the government, and they've done it by the books. I don't think sitting there hunkering down now, just acting like it's not out there, is good. They're going to get creamed doing that. Yeah, and that's exactly what's happening. They are getting creamed doing it. Peter Doocy from Fox News asked the president earlier in the week about what were you thinking when you left these documents in a garage next to your Corvette. And the president's response was fascinating to me because it was pretty much an admission of a crime. Let me explain why I say that. The mishandling of classified information is almost presumptively, you're almost presumptively guilty of that. For example, if you have a top secret TSSCI document, top secret special compartmented information, one of the highest levels of classification other than a special access program. And you have that document in your possession and you mishandle it by, I don't know, leaving it on the kitchen counter or leaving it at the Starbucks. That there's a presumption that you're guilty. Now, I don't always agree. I don't agree with this idea that people are presumptively guilty. I still believe that the government has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that you violated the law. But it's like with the IRS. The IRS, you are guilty until you prove yourself innocent. Well, it's similar to classified information. There's just this presumption that if it's not where it's supposed to be and you're the person in charge of that document, there's a presumption that you're guilty of mishandling classified information. So the president in that back and forth with Peter Doocy, in essence, admitted to a crime because Peter Doocy asked him, Mr. President, when he finally got his attention, there were documents next to your Corvette in a garage. What were you thinking? And the response was,
Mr. President, classified materials next to your Corvette. What were you thinking?
Classified materials next to your Corvette? What were you thinking? And his reply?
Let me, I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week,
you know, that right there, I'll be speaking on this later, God willing, tells me that, oh my gosh, he's going off script. He doesn't have any notes in front of him. He shouldn't have taken the question. His staff is thinking he shouldn't have taken the question. And now, Lord knows what he's going to say. And indeed, he completely steps in it.
People, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay, so it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
Oh, so you admit that the documents were in a parked garage. Your Corvette was in a locked garage, and the documents were in the garage where your Corvette was, and the garage was locked. It wasn't like these documents were out on the street. Oh, so that's an admission that the documents were in your garage. So you were mishandling the document. Now, people have said this is different from the Trump documents. And people have said this is the same as the Trump documents. Let me tell you why it's different. Mar-a-Lago, which is the former president's residence, is a private residence. Now, it's on a resort, but his residence is private. And because he resides there, because Orange Man Bad resides there, there's 24/7 Secret Service guarding of that location. So not anybody can just kind of whiz in and just wander around. People who are staying at Mar-a-Lago, who are staying at the resort, can't just wander over into the residence. It's protected by the Secret Service. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the documents he had were in a locked office, protected by the Secret Service. These documents are in a garage in his home in Delaware that is not protected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by the Secret Service. So there's a huge difference. And then people say, well, but we have the pictures of the documents that Trump had laying around on the ground. Why don't we have the same pictures of the Biden documents? Because when you look at the video, there's a campaign video of Joe Biden pulling out of his garage, driving that Corvette Stingray, given to him by his father, and then driving it around and then backing it back into the garage. And when he backs back in, well, both times when he pulls out and backs in, you can see the boxes of the documents in the back. And some of the lids are kind of, you know how it is. You got stuff in your garage. You got banker's boxes in your garage or your attic somewhere or in a storeroom. And they're not neatly stacked, unless you're OCD like me. They're not neatly stacked. The lids are kind of half-ass on, half-ass off. You know, the boxes are kind of askew. Some of the boxes are beginning to collapse. Some boxes don't have lids on them at all. That's exactly what this looked like. And I'm not convinced that the documents that the FBI took pictures of at Mar-a-Lago, I'm not convinced they were actually just laying out on the floor like that. I think they were put on the floor. I sincerely believe this. I think they were put on the floor in order for the FBI to take a photograph as a way of justifying their raid on the president's house. Because think about that raid. FBI shows up. They're confronted by what? Not a guard dog, by the Secret Service. Armed Secret Service agents. So now you have a standoff between armed FBI agents that want to raid the president's home and the Secret Service. So what does the Secret Service do? We're not letting you in unless you give us a warrant. So they show a warrant. Now they go in, and the Secret Service is there for the entire time. That's their job. So I think there's a big difference. The other thing that was going on with Trump was Trump was president. And as president, when he took those documents, and even before then, as president, he had the power to declassify those. There are some procedures, but there's no set formula for this is how you will declassify something. The president can literally hand a document over to a staff and say, declassify this. Now, they can and cannot follow certain records requirements that are contained within the Presidential Records Act inside the White House, but they're not always followed. So this document right here could have been declassified. We just don't know. We don't know. But the president was, people say, well, he wasn't cooperating. He was fighting. He's entitled to fight. You get a subpoena. I get a subpoena for something. Depending on what they're looking for, by golly, you better believe I might fight that subpoena. I might file a motion to quash that subpoena. I might fight it as long as I can because I don't want people getting that information. You don't just automatically agree. A subpoena lands in your lap. You just automatically go, oh, sure, here. Let me just hand over all the documents. Those documents for a private citizen might have to actually implicate you in a criminal matter, and so you want to fight that subpoena, and you're legally entitled to do so. So there is a difference. And now we find out that there are more documents coming out of the Biden White House. Or, I'm sorry, coming out of the Biden garage. Let me be more specific. Coming out of the Biden garage. So, yes, there's a huge difference. And I think David Gergen is right. And I think this may come back. Put on your tinfoil hats. Are you ready? Those documents that were there, those documents that they have found so far, were there for at least 6 years, sometimes maybe longer. Why all of a sudden do the lawyers start moving documents? What prompted the lawyers to start moving documents? And why were some documents moved from the garage to the University of Pennsylvania Biden Center, which is not at the University of Pennsylvania, but which is, on essence, on K Street in Washington, D.C. Why? The documents had to do with Ukraine and China. So what documents were moved from the garage from Wilmington, Delaware, to Washington, D.C.? And why were some moved and others not moved? What prompted all of that? There are a lot of questions, and this White House is caught between a rock and a hard place, because we need to know what's going on, and they've hunkered down, and despite claiming to be the most transparent presidency in the history of mankind, are saying nothing. And you'll hear that nothing next. Hey, I'm going to remind you something before we go to break. You know, I'm a lawyer by training, and I know the importance of protecting myself and my assets from lawsuits. Now, if you have a trust or an estate plan, that is a great first step. But those trusts and those estate plans are not safe from frivolous lawsuits, creditors putting things like your assets and various bank accounts in jeopardy. Blake Harris Law helps high net worth individuals set up and protect their assets and their money from those who would try to take it in a lawsuit. Blake Harris Law adds additional layers of security and protection over your hard-earned assets that you will not get in a traditional trust or estate plan. Now, this is not about tax evasion. This is about making what you have earned staying with you and not having to worry about people suing you and taking that away. This is about making certain that you have your money when you want it, and that my trusted friend, Blake Harris, will show you how to do that. I'm sure you have questions. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to set up a free consultation and call Blake Harris right now. Here's the number. Easy number to remember. 833-ASK-BLAKE. That's 833-ASK-BLAKE. Or go online. The website, BlakeHarrisLaw.com. That's BlakeHarrisLaw.com. I'll be right back.
Did you know 1 in 4 vet visits involve skin and coat issues? And 70% of your pet's immune system is based in their gut? DinoVite Nutritional Supplement has key nutrients for your pet's digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system for an all-around healthier pet. Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of DinoVite for dogs by using code DOG at DinoVite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DinoVite.
Did you know that you can save up to half on your wireless plan when you switch to Consumer Cellular? They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month, with the same premium coverage as the nation's largest carriers. Plus, their award-winning customer support makes switching a breeze. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25
And for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code RADIO25.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, sending out congratulations to Seth Overton. He was the winner of our Black Bear Diner contest. He picked up a $150 gift certificate from Black Bear Diner. And we would like to thank all of those who participated in the Black Bear Diner contest on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Legion with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. And if you want to download the podcast, follow me on social media, simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. So the president, during all of this turmoil in which the White House is claiming that, you know, there are no other classified documents, that they're absolutely 100% confident in the process, and they've turned over everything they need to turn over to the National Archives or to the Department of Justice, then the president, of all things, which I just find fascinating, decides to go to that same house in Wilmington, Delaware this weekend. Now, I do not know whether this was a planned trip or all of a sudden, because, and I find it interesting too, because the First Lady recently had some basal cell carcinoma removed from her face or eye or something. So you would think that she would just kind of want to kind of rest and recuperate at the White House. Much easier to do that than getting on the plane and Marine One and going to home in Delaware, which is not that far away, but still it's a complicated process to get there. But they go home where these documents were found. And after having said that there were no other documents, Fox News reports
This breaking right now, an additional 5 classified documents have been found at President Biden's Wilmington home by Special Counsel Richard Sauber. In a statement, Sauber says he obtained these 5 pages Thursday, and they were immediately taken into Justice Department custody by officials who were on scene.
Oh, okay. So they found them on Thursday, and they report the story on Saturday. Huh. Why the delay? Why didn't you tell us about it on Thursday? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was standing in the Brady briefing room at the West Wing telling the assembled White House press corps there are no other documents.
A total of 20 pages of classified documents have now been recovered from the president's home in Wilmington and his former office at his Washington think tank. Welcome to Fox News Live.
I'm sorry. This is serious stuff. And I shouldn't laugh. But when you think back to the outrage over Donald Trump, they were absolutely ballistic over Donald Trump. It was the end of the republic. It was the end of this constitutional republic. It was the end of civilization. But now, their guy's been caught with classified documents. And it's like, yeah, you know, so, you know what? Mistakes happen. You know, stuff happens. And really, that's the best you can do? Stuff happens? At some point, you can either theorize that these documents he took because they had to do with China and Ukraine, and he wanted to make sure he was still able to have influence with China and Ukraine, because Hunter Biden was still making money off that. Or those documents were there so that Chinese officials could see them. Or that he had no clue what he was doing. And the staff just threw everything in boxes, but some ended up in the garage and some ended up elsewhere. You can't make that claim with Donald Trump. And none of the documents that Donald Trump had in any way a financial tie to any business dealings that he had when he was vice president, because he never was vice president.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.